This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Capitol Hill to make sweeping agreements on infrastructure dramatically collapsed on Wednesday. As AP Sagar Meghani tells us, President Donald Trump walked out of a meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Donald Trump and his family members must turn over bank records from two of Trump's major lenders, Deutsche Bank and Capital One Bank. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, that clears the way for the banks to comply with congressional subpoenas for those records.
U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos has refused to block subpoenas from two House panels seeking financial records from two banks that did business with President Donald Trump. Trump and his company filed a lawsuit arguing the subpoenas from the House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees were unlawful and unconstitutional. But in a ruling delivered from the bench in New York, Ramos concluded the subpoenas have legitimate legislative purpose. Lawyers for the two committees say they need the documents from Deutsche Bank and Capital One to investigate possible foreign influence in the U.S. political process. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is set to brief the White House on possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East amidst rising tensions between Iran and Washington. The request from U.S. Central Command will be presented to the White House Thursday. It's not clear if the White House will approve sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces, as well as additional Patriot missile batteries and more ships. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have been escalating since President Donald Trump announced his decision to try to cut Iran's oil exports to zero and to beef up U.S. military presence in the Gulf in response to what he said were Iranian threats. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo said he would not tolerate anyone disturbing the country's democratic process after deadly clashes between police and supporters of his rival, Prabowo Subianto. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lena reports at least 6 people were killed and more than 200 injured Wednesday.
Supporters of the opposition candidate Prabowo Subianto were met with tear gas on Wednesday. They threw fireworks and debris in return. The country had been awaiting official results since the April 17th election. But on results day, Subianto refused to concede defeat. He said he believes there had been widespread cheating in the polls and was making legal efforts to, quote, defend the mandate of the people. An election supervisory agency said there was a lack of evidence to support claims of systematic cheating. And independent observers have said the poll was free and fair.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina. At least 3 people were killed and 15 others injured Wednesday when Taliban insurgents detonated a vehicle-borne bomb in eastern Afghanistan. A suicide bomber driving a stolen explosives-laden Humvee military vehicle detonated his bomb when police forces engaged him at a security compound in the provincial capital of Ghazni. A months-long investigation has failed to determine if Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is one of 2 men featured in a racist photo in a school yearbook. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The photo is of a man in blackface next to someone in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe.
We have identified no information that the photograph was placed on Governor Northam's personal page in error or by any other means not at his direction.
Ben Hatch's law firm, hired by Eastern Virginia Medical School, conducted the investigation.
We could not conclusively determine the origin of that photograph.
Northam initially acknowledged he was in the picture and apologized, but later said he was convinced he was not in the picture. The governor has managed to survive the uproar. He has defied calls to resign. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.